Today's podcast is brought to you by itpro.tv. You can go to itpro.tv/ring to find a 30% off coupon, which is ring30, he says confidently on a Monday. Dude, I gotta tell you, I'm in pain.
Why?
Emotional
pain, I hope?
No, like my, well, this is from like working out pain.
Wow, look at you.
Well, it wasn't working out like I went to the gym.
I see.
Dug a drainage ditch in my backyard and... Yep.
I'm amazed that you're able to dig, given the time of year it is.
Well, it's not so bad. I mean, we got a ton of water, and we have an area where water, like, builds up. We have a French drain, but it's beyond that and closer to the house, and now that the basement's finished.
Is that a French drain, one that retreats from the house? Sorry. That was
pretty good. And now that the basement's finished, I'm like way more sensitive to water, like standing anywhere near the house. And we noticed this. And so I just started like, I don't know. I was like, this weekend's it. And so I just started doing it. It's almost done.
Wow. It's 20 degrees here today, Brad. So any digging will have to wait.
So it was pretty warm over there. I mean, it was 45, but like perfectly sunny. So like working out in the sun, it was nice. It's supposed to be in the 60s today.
Yeah, we are going to get temperatures in the 50s, I think, this week. But this was after 3 or 4 days of like, seriously, could this just be over, please?
I think we're getting there. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. But Microsoft cleared the last logistical hurdle.
Yeah, I saw that.
To pick up Bethesda. So now all we're waiting for is their celebratory blog post that says, hey, we just...
Well, there's no antitrust concern here.
I don't think
anyone
really
could ever raise. So that's good.
Yeah. I mean, 7.5 billion. Where is my mouse? It's been a busy morning. Busy $7.5 billion morning. So.
Wow. I told Brad this separately, but you know, I got an app message from my healthcare provider that said, congratulations, you're eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. And after 3 seconds of celebration, I went to book that appointment and was told they don't have any. So that's the way that's going to go, you know, for a little while, I guess. I would have driven to like Pittsburgh, you know, to get this.
Yeah. Well.
That's a long way away from.
I was going to say Pittsburgh, isn't that the opposite side of the state?
Yeah, that was the point. It's 5 hours away.
Yeah, that's like that is actually probably like if we were ever going to meet in the middle and exchange CIA secrets, that would be like
Pittsburgh. Hey, what? There were worse places to go than Pittsburgh.
Are there?
It's a nice city. I know. It's sport. Okay. I also am not on board with their football team.
Yeah, I was going to say it was their football team. That's.
I have no problems with their baseball team, and it's a beautiful city.
Yep, Three River Stadium or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, beautiful.
Yeah. Other things that are beautiful is that if you use the browser on your Xbox.
So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
They're bringing, I think they actually just took the Windows 10 Edge desktop app, put it into a little sandbox,
and then just that's what I figured.
Vomited so, on.
I know, I'm sorry, I keep doing this. What do you think the point of this is? I mean, people aren't in mass browsing the web from their consoles, right? Is there some platform reason?
I think there's a couple. I mean,
other than they shouldn't keep the old one around, right?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I mean, you just wrote a thing that they talked about Ignite, you know, unifying their code base across everything. And so kind of awkward to say that. And then you look at Xbox and like, oh.
Well, yeah, and that triggered the natural questions. Well, what about Xbox? I mean, Xbox is one of their platforms. Where's that, you know? And so I guess now we know, but yeah.
It also looks like, too, like it's an actual, like, full-fledged client. Like, it syncs all your stuff across your Microsoft Edge account. Hmm. So.
I don't think I have an insider build on the Xbox One.
Well, it's like a very specific. It's insider alpha, but then skip ahead. Like you gotta
don't.
You gotta sacrifice three doves and a duck to get into that.
You're making me forget a childhood memory when you tell me about such nonsense as the Xbox Insider program and how it works. It's just not worth figuring out.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
We'll get it eventually. I'm okay with it. I'm never going to use it anyway. I'll look at it be like, oh, yeah, look at that. It's the browser.
I was trying to think, too. Have they only shipped one update to the Xbox? Like, I mean, to everybody, right? They've done, like, one big update.
For Edge, you mean?
No, for the whole console. What do right, you mean? they did one big update like in like early December or something like that.
Oh, you mean like a dashboard yeah. update? Oh,
I can only think of one, but there might be more. I don't know if
I think you're. I think you might be right. I hadn't really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right.
So, yeah. Also, other things too. If you are an Exchange Server admin. The news is not getting.
We're very sorry, and you're probably not listening to this.
It started out bad. Like, hey, you've got to go patch, and that's one thing. Okay, you got to go patch, and then it kind of just dribbled out that like this is like really bad. Like, really bad.
Remember SolarWinds and how SolarWinds was the end of the world?
Yeah, you know, Microsoft said hold my credentials.
You're democratizing vulnerabilities here. SolarWinds, off the top of my head, I think it was like 18,000 servers were compromised, mm-hmm. or you know, organizations or whatever the number is. As of the other day, when I wrote the article, it was like over at least 30,000 organizations had been exploited or were vulnerable mm-hmm. due to this Exchange thing. I believe the number today is perhaps as high as 100,000.
It's big.
It's not even close.
Well, see, the other thing too is that you might just be saying like, Brad, but just if just go to Microsoft 365 or whatever. Like, it doesn't really work though, because if you run a hybrid environment, you have to have, I believe it's called Azure AD Connect. And to run Azure AD Connect, Paul, what do you need on-prem? An Exchange server. Exchange.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course.
And so,
Hybrid sounds like a good idea.
Until the vulnerabilities, honestly, in that closet.
Yeah, it sounds like complexity to me. I mean, look, you can kind of follow the path of this stuff, but the reality is that Exchange Server is an incredibly complex environment, mm-hmm. Always has been, and yeah, if you can offload that, I recommend doing so.
Yeah, it's not easy though, and I suspect there's far more hybrid rollouts.
Yeah. Oh, there's all kinds of regulatory reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, there are reasons. This is not just laziness and, you know, people afraid of the cloud. It's not that. I mean, there are real reasons why these things exist, but they tend not to be patched as quick. Obviously, one of the things about Microsoft 365 having Exchange in the cloud, whatever they're calling that these days, is, you know, the whole thing gets patched immediately. But the problem with this kind of thing is Microsoft's like, okay, look, we put out a patch, but putting out a patch does not equate everyone installing the patch.
Right. So. And some people can't, I think there was some, depending, like if you weren't like fully updated too, some of these patches can be not so fun to install, especially with some of your schemes in the Azure AD Forest. And so this is a bad one.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, yeah, SolarWinds, they're probably like, at least we're not Microsoft. Well, anyways, if you need help patching that Exchange server, I've got a great resource for you. You can go to itpro.tv/ring because itpro.tv is a skills development platform addressing the global IT skills gap by providing online training for IT professionals every stage of their career with training that's more like a talk show. And so just given everything that is going on right now, upskilling yourself on how to do all this stuff effectively, and you can learn at your own pace for business or personal memberships, itpro.tv/ring. is probably not a bad place to hang out right now.
/ring,
like first ring, like this word.
No, I get it.
RIN.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah, just making sure. You also got a laptop too, don't you?
I have a lot of laptops, Brad. This is the problem. Companies come to me and they're like, "Hey, we'd like to review this." And I'm like, "Yep." And then they kind of pile up. But this one was kind of embarrassing because, unfortunately, this one is months out of date. Like, I should have published this review in September, October, probably. And it just got lost in the shuffle. It literally – and here's why this is dumb. Now, if this was some – I don't want to say any particular machine out of me like that, but like some mid-grade, you know, unimportant, right? I mean, who cares, you know? This is the Dell XPS 15. This is literally the best laptop I have ever used in my entire life. It is unbelievable. 4K ultra bright display, perfect form factor, light for a 15-inch. Mm-hmm. 15-inch would be a certain thing. H-series processor, NVIDIA discrete graphics. It's everything. You know, it can be not a super high-end gaming, but like a 1080p 60 frame a second gaming machine. It would be a programmer's dream. It's a productivity workhouse. It's just,
where's the webcam? Awesome.
It's right where it belongs, Brad, right at the top. But actually the webcam's not that good because it's tiny, you know? So the webcam's kind of crappy. I mean, honestly, for the occasional thing, like if it's just a work meeting, I wouldn't care. Unfortunately for my needs, for podcasting and so forth, I'm on camera every day. I'd have to use an external webcam for that. But, it's not the up the note, you know, the, as you know, looking. That was the problem with the early XPS, 13s or whatever, beautiful machine. Just beautiful.
It looks nice.
It is very nice.
I just can't believe it's Monday again. Like it just kind of the weekend.
The dulling sameness of these weeks is really starting to get to me.
Although I will tell you, we are like steamrolling into like my favorite part of the year because we've now got those days that are slightly warm. I can see the buds on the trees starting to show up, waiting for that grass to turn over green. Like we're getting there.
No, right. So even here where we still have snow everywhere, but we have big patches of grass depending on where the sun hits and all that. Same thing. You can see the sprouts, you know, the flowers are starting to come up, whatever. You can see that some of the trees are starting to get red buds on them. It's going to happen. You know, there's been a lot of humor this winter, not from me, but from readers and viewers about how, you know, I moved here and look at what's happening. But the reality is, like, this place gets half as much snow as we did in Boston, historically anyway. And not this winter was an anomaly, but the fact that like spring things are happening here is the point, you know, because this is a full month ahead of when that would happen in Boston. And honestly, not that spring has happened here yet. I mean, it hasn't, but spring doesn't really kick into Boston until sometime in May. And, not really. Like April is one of the grossest months in Boston. It just rains all the time. It's dirt, you know, flooding and awfulness. It's terrible. And so we tend to have like an extra month of spring here compared to Boston. And then what I'll call an extra month of fall as well. And, that was the point, but that said, I've been actively researching, the next move, Brad, because I as we walked the dog, literally 20 degrees. And I said to my wife, I don't ever want to live a place where there's a 2 in front of temperature. like that is, I am tired of this.
I would say Texas, but I think we just proved that doesn't always happen.
Not with the Texas. yeah, it's tough because no place is perfect, right? And those places do have perfect weather are overrun, like Los Angeles, you know.
Where you got to move to Hawaii, which if you do that, I will be visiting you frequently.
Oh, I'd love to do that, but I can't afford. That's the other, you know, it's.
Not to mention just our career in general being on that time zone would be.
Oh my God. Yeah, it'd be impossible. There's all these things you have to kind of balance. Like you want to be able to get on a plane and go to events and things and have it not be astronomically expensive or time consuming. There's a lot that goes into it. This isn't going to be the final stop unless I get hit by a bus or something.
We'll keep crossing our fingers.
I know. It's going to happen. I'm clumsy.
Hopefully not that clumsy. Hopefully not that.
Oh, I will die. Here's my prediction, and you can all laugh about this after it happens. I will die stupidly. That's.
Well, I mean, that just means any day of the week. Like that's not.
You know, he went out like he came in, like an idiot.
Oh, well, wraps it up today, folks. But today's show is brought to you by itpro.tv. Go to itpro.tv/ring for an exclusive First Ring Daily offer, and we'll catch all of you back here on tomorrow unless Paul plays in traffic.
No promises.